Okay, great. Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on June 15th, 2021 with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for taking advantage of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. So as you're listening to this coaching session, the goal is not perfection, but the goal is to learn something. As coaches, we know we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And then we all get an opportunity to debrief and learn, thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. So we thank you all for being a part of this forum for all of our professional development. Today, we are very honored to have as our guest coach, Eric Ludwig, PCC. You can find Eric's complete bio and see his contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Eric will coach his client for about 25 minutes. Then we will interview Eric for about 10 minutes, and then we'll open it up for you all to be able to ask questions. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close our call. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Eric and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Eric, please begin your coaching.
Well, thank you, Sherry and Jamie. And thank you, Scott, for coming on today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Yeah. Sorry we're not at our usual barbecue spot, coaching over lunch. Well, Zoom will have to do for today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into the session, I'm curious, what's got you excited these days?
Yeah, you know... Oh, sorry about my dash there. That's got me excited. So one of our recent conversations, you know, all of which have, you know, kind of been in this broader theme of our greater convergence as a couple, while my wife, Christy, continues to make, you know, positive strides in her health. And we had thought through, you know, the possibility of Christy starting part-time work as a personal trainer at a gym, which she really gets energy and joy from. And so what I'm excited about is, you know, during these many, many years of chronic illness, you know, I've served her in a variety of ways. And in what came out of our last chat was to see this possibility of her employment as another way to serve her instead of, you know, viewing it as a way that it takes some of her limited energy, et cetera. And I'm happy to report and celebrating with you that she says I've done that by encouraging her, helping her push through imposter syndrome. You know, do I have anything to offer these clients, et cetera? Yeah. And she's just gotten started last week. So that's something that's top of mind celebrating. Yeah.
That's very exciting. So first, congratulations to Christy on getting the job. And then second, congratulations to you for being the loving husband to support her along the way. So happy to hear that news.
Yeah.
So on your email the other day, talking about this session, mm-hmm. you wrote, let me quote, "You'd like to think through what will help us, you and Christy, maintain a perspective that her work is enhancing versus encroaching upon our marriage convergence efforts," end mm-hmm. quote. Mm-hmm. So what rises to the surface as I read that back to you?
Yeah, you know, when we talked about this last time, it was theory and now it's practice. Mm. So it was, you know, 6, 7, 8 months of waiting for, you know, the actual call. She'd applied a lot of different places and she finally got it, started her onboarding, started, you know, working with the client. So it's real now. It's not just this idea that she might be employed. So it's real. She's got her first client. And so here we go.
That's exciting. Yeah. And so as we talk about this enhancing versus encroaching and the convergence. If we hit a home run today, what are we going to have in the next 20, 25 minutes that we don't have now?
I would say to outline, you know, a conversation with Christy, and I'll probably have it right after we're done because it'll be noon here. And just, you know, to really outline that conversation where, you know, we can reflect a little bit perhaps on the past, but I don't want to, you know, in a time or two before when she did have part-time employment, it really took energy. It took life. And I want to, you know, step into this, you know, with Christy as, you know, again, not only theory from last time, how can we look at this possibility, yeah, you know, as one that enhances, but this is a reality now.
And
how is this going to, you know, enhance our, you know, converging as a couple? And we're so grateful the progress that she's made.
That's excellent. I'm grateful and thankful as well. So we want to leave here today, if I hear you correctly, with an outline for a conversation that you can have pretty soon after this call that'll help with these convergence efforts with your wife.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, where do we start?
You know, as I was preparing for today, just, you know, a lot of the great stuff happens between times, right? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe, you know, certainly there are things that I can do that will help us maintain this perspective. There's probably one key element of the outline, if you will. There's things that Christy can do, you know, to help us maintain this perspective. And there's probably some things that, you know, are really joint efforts where we're really, you know, pulling at the oars together on. So that's kind of what I came with as a start.
I love that. Pulling the oar, right? Because if one person's pulling an oar, you're going in a circle, right? So you each have an oar to pull.
Right on.
Move forward. I love that. Very good. Well, maybe before we get to the oar, when you get to the other side of the lake, at the end of the conversation with Christy, what are you hoping for?
I think stepping out of the boat, you know, pulling it up on shore, hand in hand, saying, you know, this is really something new. And you and I know when we moved here, there was this sense that, you know, God's doing something new in us. And, you know, it's more than just the location. And again, part of that is her health, which is opening up other things for us in our marriage. But just, you know, we're this is a partnership. We're in this together. This is a good thing.
Okay. Newness, togetherness. Those are some of the things on the other side of the shore that you're rowing towards. Okay. Great. So you said you put a little thought into this and you have an oar to row. There's some things that you'd like to bring to the conversation. What's important? What's important for Christy to hear from you? What do you want her to hear from you?
I think, you know, one of the things is, you know, that I really do believe in her. Mm-hmm. This is kind of new turf for her. And I mentioned, you know, imposter. She's gone through this great national certification to get ready to be a personal trainer. And so you have all this stuff kind of packed in your head. Mm-hmm. Haven't been able to meet in person like they would have, you know, in terms of a practicum. And now she's, you know, in a gym. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, that I really do believe that she can do this. And expressing that, you know, continuing to encourage, you know, encourage her. And, you know, when she gets home, like say she's got one person right now, and today she starts with her second, is just you know, asking how that went, just noticing,
okay,
you know, what brought her life about that.
Can I, it sounds like you desire a posture of curiosity as well.
Yeah.
So you believe in her, you're curious about how it went. What else would you like to contribute to the conversation?
I think, you know, one of my parts of it is I normally have a meeting scheduled at noon every day, and with her shift, it's going to take into the dinner time. It's going to like from 2 to 7 or whatever. So something I want to contribute, you know, as we're both pulling at these oars, is that I'm going to free up to the extent that I can. Obviously we had no idea when she was going to start. Okay. So there are some things that are maybe hard to move, but I'm just going to, you know, my oar, I'm going to try to block those noon times for us, so we can have our dinner time, if you will, at lunch, you know, where we might have kind of debrief.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay. So it's expressing your belief in her. It's showing that you're curious, and it's holding that space right after the meeting to debrief her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how do you think those three parts or those three contributions contribute to the newness and togetherness that you're looking for?
Yeah, I think hey, I'm rearranging my schedule so that we can have lunch. You know, that emphasizes the together piece.
Yeah.
The belief in her, I would hope that, you know, again, it's very, very common. Yeah, I don't know quite this, how to adjust this exercise to compensate for this person's thing. It's like, again, expressing belief that, you know, she tested out on it. So she knows that it's just a matter of now doing it in practice. You know, I think that will, you know, bring her some encouragement, and that I'm curious about something that, you know, again, I've been an athlete all my life, but I don't know all the technical stuff about why, you know, all these things that she's learned, and just that curiosity. My hope is that would encourage her as well.
Yeah, that sounds very encouraging. Anything else about your oar before maybe we look at hers?
Yeah, I think that's a good start. Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, now Christy's not on the call, so yeah. To be fair, we need to focus on what's within, you know, mm-hmm. your ability to control influence, like, you know. But mm-hmm. but what are your hopes for what she will bring to the conversation?
Yeah, the last time she worked outside of her home, it became something that was really draining her tank, right? And so I think one hope for a conversation is that, you know, she would have, and she didn't in this last case, you know, a way to express to her boss, you know, she does have significant limitations. But again, just in a good way, when am I getting to that point where, you know, this thing which generally would bring her joy, sometimes too much time perhaps on her feet or whatever would actually start draining energy out of her tank. So to kind of, you know, have that conversation with her boss ahead of time, and as the clients start to get added, if her load gets to that point where she needs to say, boss, I need to hold the line here, you know, so that this can continue to be a good thing versus something that would be a detriment. As her tank draining, that would definitely impact our, you know, our convergence, I think, in a lot of ways. The things that we've been able to enjoy, starting to be able to enjoy as a result of her health, like a walk around the block, that's a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And to have that encroached upon, if you will, there's that form.
Yeah.
You know, just to get ahead of that as opposed to behind it.
Okay. So if I hear you correctly, Scott, you're hoping that Christy brings some sense of ownership or awareness of her own limitations so that this isn't too draining or doesn't drive you guys apart. Is that sort of what I'm hearing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. What don't you want to take place in this conversation?
I don't think, I certainly don't want to, with the oars, I don't want to push us backward.
Sure.
Or anything to get, an idea expressed that, I'm not for you. I'm not for this. This has been a long, long, journey to even get her to this point, for her to get to this point where she was motivated to take a class, to learn how to be a trainer, that she can help other people who have, their own. There's tons of people walking around who have their own health challenges, and to see someone like Kristen, I'd appreciate someone like you coming alongside me, just, I don't want anything to get in the way of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's great. So you mentioned that you wanted to have an outline of the conversation. I think so far we've been talking about elements of the mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. How are we doing with your agenda here? And what would be a helpful way to shape the next part?
Yeah, I think we've got a good start. On the outline, if you will. I mean, there's if we look at it from the standpoint of, if we're in a two-person shell, rowing across the lake. But then there's the times where, we're both pulling. There's something I'm bringing in the conversation. There's something I'll probably be asking her, in the conversation. But some things that we're will be doing together, as opposed to just me on my or her on hers, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I think that piece, would be good to press into.
Okay.
A little bit. And I think we've got a pretty good handle, on those two pieces. Yeah.
Okay. So there's still something missing around the togetherness?
Yeah. If it's the me piece, the Christy piece, the we piece.
The we piece. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Let me go back to your opening words here. Mm-hmm. Enhancing versus mm-hmm. encroaching. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. How might that word enhancing help clarify the we piece?
Yeah. I'm gonna come at that kind of from the back door. One thing that
sure
wouldn't enhance,
uh-huh.
Which I think is going to lead me to an action, is, if and there are some things in this world that we don't have control over, like even right now, Christy's boss could be, doing an intake session with a potential client, and then tomorrow, boom, at 3:00, it's on her calendar, right? So uh-huh. I think to the extent that's possible, not being surprised, So one we thing would be just to, in our maybe noontime conversation, to the extent we can walk through tomorrow's schedule. Being
okay.
surprised would tiptoe in that encroachment category, especially if there's, I'm not the most adaptable person in the world, as you know. like to have a plan and some structure and some order, and just so that, to the extent possible, we're not surprised. I know how best to support Christy and whatever household things that we're partnering on as empty nesters. Who's got dinner? Who's got the dog? Who's got, whatever, right? So that we can support each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing there, Scott, is part of this conversation that you're having, it's important to do the debrief, the curiosity, the encouragement, mm-hmm. but then it's also important to look forward.
Yeah, pre-brief.
yeah, Pre-brief. Yeah. Debrief and pre-brief. Okay, that's a new word for me.
Yeah, old military stuff there.
Oh, there you go. Very good. You know, you mentioned that you're not naturally that adaptable, which triggered in me that from our prior conversations, I know you're a strengths guy. Mm-hmm. So any of your strengths you want to, this is a, I know I'm leading here, but any of the strengths you want to bring to this conversation?
So adaptability as a Clifton strength is really all about the, you know, this relational flexibility. I do have, so that's the absolute bottom one, right? thankfully, I do have a ranger, which is more task flexibility, pretty high. So if we, you know, frame it in terms of a task that can be accomplished, I can, you know, do some rearranging. And so that can in some ways compensate a little bit for, you know, that piece. So yeah.
Yeah. Good. And you mentioned, and if we've talked in prior conversations about the importance of our faith, anything from that set of resources you want to avail yourself of?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, again, this is not something Christy needs to do to put bread on the table. For us, and we're grateful for that. So as you know, from our shared worldview perspective on that, it's an opportunity for her to really be to be a light, to be a blessing to the people that she works with, to help them flourish, you know, those types of things. And, you know, to that end, during our noontime conversation, the one we're going to have right after this, during our, you know, our daily, you know, noontime conversations or whenever we work these in, you know, there will probably be a perspective of even, you know, just praying for what each of us have, you know, coming up. You know, I think that's a we thing.
That's beautiful.
You know, whether it's the things that are on my calendar, my responsibilities, the things that Christy has, you know, this Joe Bob, who's her next client, you know, hey, Lord, you know, really, really help Christy to be present and helpful to Joe Bob, you know, that type of thing. See that as a very real part of, you know, of our, this being an enhancer for our marriage.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So the debrief, the pre-brief, the broadened perspective, the prayer. We have a few minutes left here, Scott. What action do you want to put on paper based on what we've discussed so far?
So I have got on my handy iPad Pro a transcript of our conversation, including these actions for me. So basically, you know, the conversations that we have each day, whenever they are, you know, each day, likely kind of at the lunchtime to, you know, to include some aspect, you know, I mean, the big action is just to have the first conversation, right? That's the first domino, if you will.
Sure.
And just to start this as a, you know, we're kind of adjusting a lot of things in our life. And so habitually, you know, now we're going to start having these, you know, types of conversations, you know, earlier in the day. But first action, have the conversation, and the flow for that conversation, you know, this very first one, you know, is she's had a couple of these engagements already, and just, you know, what you know, to ask, you know, some of those things that brought her life, you know, and possibly even, you know, almost mirroring, you know, some things from coaching, you know, what was her part in that? I mean, what did she really bring to that? You know, that made that go well, you know, what would she change? You know, those types of things that we do in our conversations, you know, so expressing that curiosity. Mm-hmm. I think in our first conversation also is just to have that very real sense of, we do need a guardrail here, you know, just to encourage Christy to have that conversation with her boss, mm-hmm. so that it doesn't get to the point where, you know, too much of a good thing, if you will. You know, to have that as part of this conversation, this very first one.
Okay.
And that may be in ongoing conversations, you know, just to, we'll both keep a pulse on that to monitor that. You know, if I sense that, you know, again, I've come with 29 years of marriage, you kind of start to notice, you know, it's through a thick head. It's like, oh, Christy, you look a little tired or whatever, yeah. right? Just for me to notice, you know, and if we're getting close to that guardrail or not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, that piece of pre-briefing, you know, the next day.
Sure.
And prayerfully stepping into that.
Yeah.
I think I've got a really good outline of our first conversation. And you know, that could be a rubric, if you will, for our upcoming ones. Not that you ever want somebody to be mechanical, but for a guy like that, mechanical's good.
Yeah. really good. Can I share one more word with you?
Yeah.
As you were talking about the first part of the conversation and really, like you said, even using a coaching approach and what was your contribution and all that, it sounded like there may be an opportunity, not just for a debrief, but a chance to celebrate as well. So mm-hmm. I wanted to, how do you feel about that word?
Yeah, I really like that.
Okay, good. I'll well, as
energy in her tank for her next session, if you will.
Yeah, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Just two more questions as we wrap up. One, is there anything else for today that you need to feel a closure for our session?
No. Like I say, I always get a lot out of each one, and as you know, serious about, you know, taking action on these things.
Yeah.
When we look each other in the eye again, just really, really thankful for the community that we're a part of here and the privilege of having this time with you and with the rest of everybody.
Well, thank you, Scott. And final question, when we do look each other in the eye at our barbecue place in a couple of weeks, what's the first question you want me to ask you?
How's Christy's energy tank?
Okay.
Yeah.
Your energy tank. Well, blessings as you row across the lake over the next hour. And thanks again for coming online today, Scott.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Wow. Eric, thank you. This is Sherry. Thank you so much. What great coaching. Beautiful. So great to listen to you today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to Scott. Thanks to your client as well. So, yeah, I just enjoyed it so much listening to your magnificent coaching. How was it for you? That's my first question. How was this?
Yeah, well, thank you. It felt a little more natural than I thought it might, given our, you know, 70 friends on the call here.
Yeah.
So it did feel, so I was able to be more present than I thought. And so I appreciated that. And I thought it flowed well. It was nice. You know, I would have a different approach if this were a new client, but Scott and I we peer coach each other about monthly for the last year and a half. So we have that rapport and relationship. And so it felt very natural. I think I did feel, and I called it out on myself. I did feel at one point I was leading a bit with a question or two. I might have rephrased those differently, but I think it flowed well, and we got a lot of mileage out of his metaphor, which I was happy about.
Yeah. yes, that was so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was one thing I wanted to mention. I thought that was so great that you sort of called that out when that happened. You said, well, maybe I'm leading here, right?
Yeah.
But just to be that transparent, I thought was really good. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. Excellent. Yeah. So I really noticed how that, yes, you have this obviously ongoing relationship with this client. You know, this wasn't the first time. And so there were things that that you were referring to and bringing forward that that were important and that it just was a great demonstration, I think, of the trust and intimacy that you have with this client. So that was really nice to see. Great questions. You've just followed him along so well and yeah, continued the metaphor. So just a, such a nice job, really beautiful coaching.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie, do you have a question for Eric?
Yeah. So Eric, I concur, just so nice to hear your coaching and I really, really enjoyed it so much. So a few things, Sherry's mentioned a few things that I thought were great, but something else was you do a good job of making connections for your client. You know, going back to something that he's mentioned and kind of bringing it forward, like you said, how will enhancing clarify the we piece, you know, bringing something from previous to what you were discussing in the present. And the other thing I thought was great was when you kind of said, you know, his wife isn't here. So we're not, you know, we really need to be focusing on your client and what it is for him. And you were able to really ask some questions that kind of brought in the situation, but really were very client focused. And I think you did a really nice job with that. So my question isn't related to either of those. I just wonder, how do you prepare for coaching, for a coaching session?
Yeah. Well, typically I review my notes, my handwritten notes from the last session, and kind of refresh myself if there's any actions to follow up on that the client requested. If it's a new client, I do have a personal intake form that I use that's very simple. I also do contract coaching for the company BetterUp, and they have an intake system that is really prolific. And so I get a good picture of the client before I even meet with them, which is helpful. For this particular session, I did reach out to Scott a few days ago, which normally I wouldn't if we're just meeting for lunch, but I did. And I said, hey, you know, what's on your mind for our session? And so, just a two or three, actually it was kind of, what's on your mind for the session? And is there anything that's off limits? So I asked him that before our call too. And he said, nothing was off limits for this call. So sometimes I want to make sure if there's an area I shouldn't be stepping in that we get that on the table first. So,
Great. Really nice. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that process. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Sherry.
Thank you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Eric, would you maybe just for a moment talk for the group, just talk a little bit about your overall philosophy of coaching and what really informs who you are as a coach. Would you just talk about that a little bit for us?
Sure. I do seek to, as I'm sure many of us do, you know, coach the person versus the problem and look to get to some of the who. Tactically, I use a lot of what I call a reflection question coupling. I think if I reflect the client's words back to them and be that mirror to them, one, it could give them new insight hearing their own words back to them. And two, it lets them know that I'm really listening. So when you listen to me coach, I rarely just ask a quick question. I'll reflect and then ask a question. And I found that to be pretty helpful and work well for me. And then another aspect of my coaching is to help people look forward. After some general awareness and setting the agenda, oftentimes people want to jump right into the how. And so I think for this, rather than what's your or what's Christie's or, I said, when you're on the other side of the lake, what's that going to be like? you know, at the end of the conversation. So trying to draw people out of the moment and into the future. You know, what will this be like in 3 months, or what, you know, so I try to ask something that's vision oriented, because I think that will help pull them forward and then come back around to unpack that and get towards action items towards the end. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes. All so important. Yeah. Very nice. And I really heard you. Yeah. I just appreciate your style and your focus there, Eric. I really heard you, coaching the person.
Thanks.
Yeah, and going to that deeper level. So really nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, good. So let's let other people engage with you and talk with you. You can, anybody who wants to ask a question of Eric, make a comment, acknowledgement, you can just go ahead and unmute yourself. Yeah. And who would like to start? I know there's quite a few of you out there. I know there's something.
This is Liz. I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity to listen to you coach. Your coaching presence just was shining. You were so there for your client, and not only in the moment, but being able to pull things from past conversations, from earlier in the conversation. You just were... 100% there, and it was really lovely to listen to.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate that. And I'm certainly open to constructive feedback as well, if people want to comment along those lines. So,
okay, good. Thank you, Liz. Wonderful comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Who else?
I have a question.
Sure. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you, Sherry? Great coaching, really beautiful to watch. Thank you, Scott, for your generosity, and Eric, for demonstrating that. My question to you, Eric, because you mentioned BetterUp, which I know is sort of more in the vein of corporate coaching, is what I still struggle with is coaching people who aren't coaches. Mm. So I'm curious what challenges and strategies you've come up with when you're first coaching someone who doesn't know what coaching is and maybe is a little skeptical, mm-hmm. and maybe even more directly expects you to give them advice.
Yeah, that's a great question. And that does happen with some level of frequency. And so really on a very first session with somebody, really try to explain coaching. I like to say coaching is about drawing out versus putting in. I like to say that you're the expert on you, and I may have some expertise on pulling that out, and together we'll partner, collaborate, work together. And so I really try to explain that model, try to deflect questions that are asked of me back towards them. And I will try to, and, you know, in a corporate context, you know, I will in nearly every session try to get to the who, and if they don't want to go there, we don't go there. And we, you know, if they want, you know, a few steps for something, we'll stick with a few steps for something. I want to honor the client that way. But I also explain coaching as a series of small wins stacked on top of each other. You know, like a scaffold on a building to reach towards larger goals. And people seem to resonate with that. Like if somebody's goal is to run a marathon, then maybe, you know, next week they walk around the block 3 times and we celebrate that together and build from there. So you don't get, I find we don't get, you know, aha moments in every session or complete transformation in every session. But if we can build small wins on top of one another, that seems to resonate with folks. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks, Erica. Great question. Yeah. Okay, who else?
Hi, Eric. My name's JB. I love today's session. And I think that what you were just talking about the small wins stacking on top of each other, that resonated with me in your second question of how would you hit a home run today? So I was curious if you have any questions that you sort of bring to every conversation, if there's sort of a structure that you have, or if you sort of wing it on the fly based upon the person that you're talking to.
Yeah, excellent question. There are some questions that I typically ask at the beginning. You know, it could be simply, what would you like coaching on, or what would be meaningful to discuss, or what would be impactful? And then I always like the question, what would you like to leave with? That helps clarify the agenda. There's a good question, how will we know when we're there? I didn't ask that one today. And another question I almost always ask, and I know I didn't ask it today, I could have, what's important about that? Or what makes that the most important topic we could discuss today? Because that gets some gold usually right in the front of the call. So those are some opening questions I will typically use. And then once they share that, another common question is, well, what's getting in the way? You know, sometimes people, I got to do these three things. And maybe the question is, well, what do you need to drop first? You know, there's some, sometimes we'll hit those obstacle type questions in the beginning as well, just to create space for future actions. So not necessarily scripted, but some general go-to questions at the beginning to set things up. And then it's just flowing with the, I had no idea we were going to talk about rowboats today. So I just kind of went with that and flowed with that. But the initial questions were a little structured to them. So great question. Thank you.
Thank you for the great answer.
Yeah. Thanks, JB. Nice. Good. Okay. Who else?
Hello, my name is Shay. I have a question for you, Eric, if that's okay. I'd like to build on the gentleman who just asked a question.
Sure.
So at the start of your session, you asked what he was excited about. Yeah. And then at the end of the session, you asked what he would like you to ask first. And I'm curious if the excitement question came from the end of your previous session.
You're a very good listener. Thanks for that question. That is not, set up at our last session. I have enjoyed, for those of you on the line that are coaches and participated in the WBEX pre-summit, I watched an excellent coaching demo, and I've seen this gentleman before, and that's a question he often starts with. And I thought, I'm gonna use that on this call as well. I think it helps build the energy and the relationship right off the bat. And so I will ask that sometimes to start a coaching question. But that's not what Scott asked at our last lunch. So good question there.
Thank you. And thank you very much for graciously sharing with us here today.
Sure. Sure.
Great. Thanks, Shay. Thank you very much. All right. Good. Who else? All right. Anybody else?
I'll ask a question, Sherry.
Sure.
I'm curious. So, Eric, if you needed to give some advice to a coach around professional development, I mean, you mentioned WBEX. What else is out there that you feel is useful or helpful as a resource?
Sure, sure. I'm a fan of Marcia Reynolds' work. She has a number of resources that are available. And Marian Franklin is another masterful coach that I've learned from. And so her book, The Heart of Laser Focused Coaching, has been really good. The WBEX pre-summit is free, and there's some terrific coaching and workshops on there for professional development. I certainly have enjoyed going through your coaching program as well, Jamie and Sherry, the mentor coaching program that helped me with my professional development. I see a name on here I recognize, Robert Biswas Diener. His company, I've seen him live and attended some of his training through BetterUp and elsewhere. One of the things I like about his style, it's very provocative, and I try to pick up on some of that as well in my coaching. So yeah, there's a lot of good material out there. One other recommendation, Fred Kaufman wrote the book Conscious Business. For those of you who are coaching corporate folks, it is a fantastic resource. It was probably the best book I read in 2019 around this. And so there are some resources for professional development. Don't try to read them all in a week, but take your pick.
Thank you. That's great. Really, really good.
Yeah,
it's always good. I think I'd love to hear what different people recommend or different resources. There is so much out there, right? And so it's really helpful, I think, to hear what different people are connecting with and reading and would recommend. So thanks, Eric. All really great ideas. Mm-hmm. You just put the author in there for someone. Good, thank you. Yeah. All right, good. Okay, anything else that you want to share about your coaching for the group, Eric?
No, I've appreciated the opportunity. I'm very grateful for Scott, and I think lunch is on me next time. So thanks, everyone.
That's really great. So anybody else before we close down this section? Anybody, any other comments?
Yes, hello, I'm Imola, and I have a question regarding what Eric said about reflecting and using his clients' words to hold up a mirror back to them. And it seemed to me that Scott is someone that uses and chooses words very consciously. Mm-hmm. So, and that's not always the case with every client. And I also heard sessions, and I also use paraphrasing, where repeating back the words just doesn't seem that powerful. Mm. But it was it was used to great effect, and it was very powerful in this session. And I was wondering, what does that reflection entail, Eric? How do you choose?
Whether it's a powerful insight for the client or not, it's certainly not all the time. But again, it really helps build trust. And it really helps the client know that I'm listening when I use their words. And so that helps as a foundational piece of the conversation. I think it was one of the authors I just mentioned, Marian Franklin, I think she said, don't ask naked questions. like don't ask something out of the blue, like take time to reflect on your what your client shared. And, you know, not repeating the whole thing back, of course, a short paraphrase or pick up on a keyword. I was coaching a corporate client yesterday, a manager, and she was struggling with something. And she said, I think maybe I'm just being a mother to my employees versus a manager. And I've reflected that back. And I said, oh, so manager versus mother. She says, yes, I'm focused on the wrong M word, you know? And so so that was helpful for her to hear her words back. And so, and if it doesn't, I don't do it for every question, but I think enough to build that trust and to be that mirror. So great question, Imola. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Imola. Thank you very much. All right, any others?
This is Denise, and I just want to say that I thought it was a fantastic call. I really enjoyed it. I was on the edge of my seat. I just thought it was great. And what was shared earlier too, the part about Christy isn't on this call, so to be fair, we need to focus on what you can control. I thought that was just, that reality was slipped in so nicely and effortlessly, it felt like. I have one question that I just thought of, and I'm just curious. You were talking, Eric, about, you know, moving forward and everything and what you want. And then you asked, what don't you want to happen in this conversation? Can you give some thoughts around that question? Asking what you don't want?
Yeah, thanks. I do that sometimes. It does help to clarify what they do. It kind of can set up some, sometimes I work with clients and we have like opposite lists of words, you know, and like, here's what I don't want, here's what I do want, or here's what I'm looking for, not looking for. And it just helps, it helps create the gap a little more from where clients are to where they want to be. And so sometimes, yeah, I'll just use that to help contrast and shine a brighter light on what it is that they do want. Yeah. And it, and also, yeah, it could have, you know, maybe Scott has some attribute or feature that he's like, oh yeah, well, I don't want this to come out, and that's good, you know. So it might uncover something, or it might just help further shine what they do want.
Okay. I just had the thought too when you were speaking that I could see where if you asked that, they might reflect on something that's happened earlier that they don't want to happen again, and kind of reinforce that in ways to not do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate this call today.
Good. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. So again, Eric, thank you so, so much. And thank you to Scott, your client as well. So appreciate your time and sharing with us today. And Jamie, back to you, please.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. It was really great, really, and wonderful sharing on your part in the Q&A afterwards. All right. So next month, we are going to have Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, July 13th at 2:00 Eastern. And we hope you will join us. And Sherry, I'm forgetting who our coach is in July.
Yes. And in July, I believe we have Joan Rooney as our coach.
Great. Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. So thank you everyone for being part of this virtual coaching community. Now we're going to stop the recording and give the final code word.